Welcome to Washington In Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is a reporter, Spencer Pauley. It looks like COVID-19's after effects are still with us as the virus hopefully is transitioning from pandemic to endemic. I bring that up because you did a recent story about a pandemic-caused backlog of criminal cases in King County, where you and I both live. You got some numbers from a criminal case backlog report. What did you find?
Well, we found that basically all of the district court filed backlog was fully addressed as of March 31st this year. But the issue is that there are over 1,500 more serious cases remaining unaddressed. These are your felony pending cases. And honestly, the report is pretty dreary. Just Superior Court felony pending cases are not expected to reach pre-pandemic volume within the next several years. And this is under any plausible funding scenarios.
So you mentioned the story of federal coronavirus, state and local fiscal recovery funds. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So basically, the county used federal funds to increase funding to address the backlog. King County agencies spent a total of $3.9 million between the dates that this report considered. That makes up 17% of the $22.3 million in appropriations. This was approved by the county in order to allocate these federal funds to support basically 141 positions to help with the backlog. The issue is, however, is that there is a shortage of staff that is capable of handling the county's more serious cases. These are your public defense attorneys that are Class A qualified. This means they can handle homicides, more serious sexual offenses. And currently, the department has 67 Class A qualified attorneys. But you have to understand that not all of these attorneys can work in a felony case rotation. There's other cases that need to be handled that have to have staff. So currently, there are about 36 attorneys in the Kent and Seattle felony units that are currently practicing on the most serious cases. Now, last week, some of these attorneys spoke to the King County Council about the issues they're having, saying basically they have way too much. They cannot handle all of these serious cases at once. And this leaves some defendants waiting up to like multiple years until their cases are heard. And it's becoming a cycle. Say one attorney decides to leave. What happens to all those cases of his or hers? It gets transferred over to the next person. And so it seems like no attorney wants to be the last one standing, but they also understand the duty that they have.
Sounds like a problem that might be getting worse before it gets better.
Absolutely. When you look at the report, you know, the King County executive made recommendations as to address the felony case backlog. These include implementing voluntary settlement conferences, making changes in case management, reducing unnecessary transports of people in custody. But the report notes immediately after these recommendations that the implementation of these plans may mitigate increases to the backlog, but are not expected to reduce criminal felony pending cases. So basically, I think what we're seeing here is a new normal in the number of case backlogs you have here in the felony.
Sounds like the new normal is not the same as the old normal.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to phrase it. And I think one thing to note is that the number of pending cases in 2019 was 1636, and we are way above that in just felony cases. That's how bad things have gotten since the pandemic.
You know if there's any more funding going to be coming to help with this, or kind of stuck with what they have now?
Basically stuck with what they have. Any additional federal funding that they're going to use, from the coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funding, it's not expected to result in a return in pre-pandemic levels at all. I mean, the current biennium may mitigate increases in pending cases, but I don't think you're going to see a reduction, especially if the report says so, and for the next several years.
It's kind of crazy, the lingering impact that COVID is having on the state and the country as a whole.
It's fascinating to see, for sure. I mean, you know, there's going to be a second case backlog that will, and we're not going to see this until late next year, probably, because that covers April 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. Right. I've just based on the meeting I saw last week with the attorneys, I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon. But that's just my prediction.
All right. Well, I have a feeling you'll be doing some more reporting on this, good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Spencer. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauley, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.